The following podcast is presented by Wellspring of Life Church, a community of faith, hope, and purpose.
Think of how many times you've heard someone say, "I would like to help you, but my hands are tied. I really wish I could do more, but my hands are tied." Sound familiar? Perhaps even you yourself has said these very words. In fact, sometimes it seems that some businesses don't employ real people. They just have robots sitting at desks who have been programmed to repeat that single phrase. I want to remind you that we serve a God whose hands are not tied, not at all. They never have been tied, and they never will be tied. Not by any circumstance, not by any virus or disease, not by any politician or governmental authority or man-made limitation. We serve a God whose hand is mighty, and he can accomplish whatever he intends to accomplish. In fact, he reminds us in Isaiah 48:13, "My own hand laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I summon them, they all stand up together." His hands are never tied. Just a quick glance at Scripture reveals that in the Bible, as we saw last week in the sixth verse of 1 Peter 5, which says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand." This verse represents, first of all, his mighty hand represents his deliverance and power. Peter was saying, humble yourself under God's power, under God's protection, under God's deliverance. When you're in God's hand, you don't have to let your worries consume you. He will take care of them for you because he has promised to take care of you. We shouldn't be wasting time worrying about the problems. Instead, we should be investing and should be focusing on God's promises instead. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6, it tells us, "Power and might are in your right hand, and no one can withstand you." In the Gospel of Matthew, we see where Jesus at one point reached out his hand and touched a man, and the Bible says immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Matthew 8:3, the hand of God represents the power of God. It also represents God's protection. In Isaiah 41:10, we read, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God also said to us through Isaiah, "See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands," Isaiah 49:16. In Scripture, we're reminded that the hand of God represents the power of God and the protection of God, and it also represents the provision of God. David wrote in Psalm 145, verse 16, "You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing." God's power, God's protection, God's provision. This is what the hand of God represents. Now let me ask you a question. Which one of these do you not need? Do you need God's power? Or are you able to live in your own strength? Do you need God's protection? Or can you fend for yourself? Do you need God's provision? Or can you get you by on what you're able to scrape together by your own abilities? In my case, I need them all. And I would imagine that that's true for all of you. We need his power, we need his protection, and we need his provision. Therefore, we need the hand of God at work in our lives all the time, as individuals and as a church, because His hand is the only hand that can never, ever be tied. Now, there's a verse from the Old Testament book of Hosea that I would like for us to look at. It's found in chapter 10, verse 12. And as some of you know, Hosea was a prophet who was married to an unfaithful woman. And after a few years together, she abandoned her home and her husband and her family to live a life of immoral rebellion. Through this entire episode, Hosea kept loving her and kept seeking her and kept calling her home until the day she came back and they were fully reconciled, only after he had gone to the slave block and purchased her back to him. Hosea's story symbolizes the relationship that God has had with His people throughout the generations, because historically, we haven't always been faithful to Him. Just as Hosea's heart was broken, God's heart is broken because of our unfaithfulness and rebellion. Yet, God keeps seeking us and continues extending His mighty and loving hands towards us and keeps calling us back to Him, and will allow what we might refer to as less than favorable situations to accomplish that very thing. In Hosea 10, this is the appeal God makes to His people through the prophet in verse 12. It says, "Sow righteousness for yourselves. Reap the fruit of unfailing love and break up your unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until He comes and showers His righteousness on you." This single verse shows us some very important and necessary steps that are involved in seeking God's power, protection, and provision. If you all too often find yourself powerless, provisionless, and seemingly unprotected, if you want more of God, if you want your life to be all about Him, then you need to make your life all about seeking Him, because there's no other way, there's no better way to do life. So first of all, the first step we need to take is the step towards surrender. Hosea tells us, "Break up your unplowed ground." The New Living Translation says, "Plow up the hard ground of your hearts." More specifically, the Hebrew dictionary defines it as tillable, though as of yet untilled ground. In other words, it is a land that could be productive, but for whatever reason, it hasn't been broken and plowed and prepared for planting. This means that it's generally good ground, although right now it may be stumpy and lumpy, thorny and rocky, and in serious need of some care. Now, we all have areas of unplowed ground in our lives, areas that are not yet fully surrendered to the Lord, areas in which the ground has the potential for being good and useful, but hasn't yet been tilled simply because of our refusal to do so. For example, we say, "God, I want to experience the harvest over there in the area of my business and finances. Bless that area, God, but over here in the area of my giving, well, I'm not quite ready to plow up that ground." We say, "God, I want you to create in me a pure heart. But over here in my thought life, well, I'm not quite ready to take a plow to that." These are just a couple of examples of the unplowed ground that can exist in our lives. Here's what you need to know. You cannot experience the fullness of God, the fullness of His power, His protection, His provision, and His presence in your life. Your heart is marked by unplowed, unprepared, untended ground. Seeking God means that you surrender everything, every area of your life to Him. It involves a decision, an action, and doing nothing, whether you realize it or not, is a decision and action that is actually working against you. And when I talk about surrender, I'm talking in large part about repentance. I'm talking about turning your back on selfish, sinful attitudes and actions that come between you and your relationship with God. I'm talking about having the courage to say, God, I fully submit this area of my life to You. Help me now by Your hand, by Your power, to do what I need to do to get it plowed up and cleaned up. Stephen Charnock writes, be as frequent in soliciting God as wicked thoughts are in soliciting you. As they knock at your door for entrance, knock at heaven's door for assistance. Every time you encounter an unplowed patch of ground, break it up and surrender it to Jesus' Lordship. Renew your repentance, increase your thankfulness, and be quick to obey. Which brings us to the next thing Hosea tells us seeking God involves: obedience. Hosea used the phrase, sow righteousness for yourselves. He's talking about serving Christ unselfishly, sacrificially, and wholeheartedly. Often we make the mistake of thinking that being righteous just involves not sinning quite as much. We think, if I can just make it through the day without doing too many wrong things, well, then I'll be okay. But there's more to it than that. In addition to avoiding sinful attitudes and actions, we need to actively sow seeds of good deeds. Serving God and others is a step forward in the process of sowing seeds of righteousness and experiencing the mighty hand of God. That's why Jesus said to those who feed the hungry and to those who welcomed strangers, to those who gave clothes and to those who took care of the sick, He said, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for Me. Matthew 25:40. Jesus would say to us today, do you want more of Me in your life and less of this world and less of worry and less of fear? Then sow the seeds of righteousness wherever you are. And when you do, whether it's appreciated or not, whether it's reciprocated or not, Hosea says that you will reap the fruit of unfailing love. What does that mean? Well, amongst many things, it for sure means this. It means more of God in your life. In this verse, we see another important step in seeking the hand of God, which is persistence. Hosea writes, for it is time to seek the Lord until He comes and showers His righteousness on you. I really like the way this verse is phrased in the Message. It's time to dig in with God until He arrives with righteousness ripe for harvest. Until He arrives. That's a key phrase. Dig in with God. Keep seeking the Lord, keep plowing the ground until he arrives. Why? Because God plants by his Spirit into your plowed ground treasure seeds. The treasure seeds I'm talking about, now don't miss this, this is so important, is God's power, his protection, his provision, and his abiding presence in your life. I can't imagine there being a greater treasure that anyone could imagine or long for. It's worth it to dig in and seek God until he arrives. And what happens when you seek him until? Hosea says that God showers righteousness on you. Here's the good news. God's hands are not tied. They've never been tied. They'll never be tied. And when you seek him, he has promised to open his hand and shower righteousness in your life. His power, his protection, and his provision. You may be powerless over some situations and powerless over some aspects of your life, but I will remind you that the hand of God is mighty. When you seek him, you will discover a hand strong enough to protect you and tender enough to guide you gently and lovingly into the future. David reminds us of this when speaking of how ancient Israel experienced victory in battle. He wrote in Psalm 44, verse 3, "It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arms bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them." Stubborn, rebellious, stiff-necked Israel. Does that describe any of you? Well, if it does, I want you to know you are in good company. God loved them in spite of them, and he loves us in spite of us. Let's commit ourselves to surrender, obedience, and persistence in seeking God like never before. After all, his hands are not tied and never, ever will be. The story is told of one of the most beautiful mosaic works in all the world that is found in the royal palace of Tehran in Iran. The ceilings and walls flash like diamonds in multifaceted reflections. Originally, when the palace was designed, the architects specified huge sheets of mirrors on the walls. When the first shipment arrived from Paris, they found to their horror and dismay that the mirrors were shattered. The contractor threw them into the trash and brought the sad news to the architect. Amazingly, the architect ordered all of the broken pieces collected, then smashed them even more into tiny little pieces, and then glued them to the walls and ceiling to become a mosaic of silvery, shimmering, mirrored bits of glass. We too, in our brokenness, are to mirror Jesus. We are broken to become beautiful, plowed to become fruitful. May we never underestimate God's mighty hand of power to repair and to restore. Would you pray with me? Lord, we call out to you for your help, for your assistance, so that we would be people who will renew our surrender and raise the level of our thankfulness and would be quick to obey your word and your commands. Surrender, obedience, and persistence. May our lives be marked by those character qualities. Never losing sight of the truth that we are broken to become beautiful, displaying you, plowed to become fruitful, serving you and others. Never underestimating your mighty hand of power to repair, to restore, to sustain and keep until you arrive and take us home to be with you forever. We thank you for this, Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message by Wellspring of Life Church in Western Colorado. If you'd like to